following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Medicinal Magic, everything comes back to the body. In this podcast, I will be discussing the highs and lows of the medical field along with crucial medical news. I'm your host, DJ Red. Welcome to my podcast series, Medicinal Magic, Episode 4, Nursing Mental Health, brought to you by a first-year nursing student. Nurses' mental health has a deep correlation with the worldwide nursing shortage. Nursing is a demanding job that requires both physical and mental work, making it incredibly draining. Exposure varies depending on the type of nurse, but they are constantly faced with viruses, infections, verbal abuse, physical assaults, and other traumatic experiences. These factors can not only affect a nurse's mental health, but the exhaustion can lead to mistakes on the field, which can have serious consequences. Connecting mental health to the global nursing shortage. Let's start by exploring how nurses' mental health connects to the ongoing global nursing shortage. Nursing is not just physically demanding, but it requires significant emotional resilience. Nurses often work long hours, manage multiple patients, and deal with high-stress situations, which can be very overwhelming. During the pandemic, we saw a surge of mental health crises among nurses. In New York City, for example, a nurse named Maria shared her harrowing experiences during the height of COVID-19 with CNN. She described working 14-hour shifts with little to no breaks, witnessing firsthand the chaos of the ICU. With a quote, she said, "Every day it felt like a battle. With patients struggling to breathe and families unable to say goodbye, it felt like we were drowning." Maria eventually sought professional help, underscoring the urgent need for mental health support in all healthcare settings. Alarming statistics. The statistics about nurses' mental health are alarming. A study published in the American Journal of Nursing found that nearly 30% of nurses report feelings of anxiety, while many also face symptoms of depression. Moreover, around 40% of nurses experience emotional exhaustion. This not only affects their well-being, but can also compromise patient care, which is a serious concern. Another contributing factor is trauma exposure. Nurses frequently encounter traumatic situations that can have a long-lasting emotional impact. During COVID-19 surge in Italy, a nurse shared her story with BBC. She recounted the heartbreak of witnessing patients die alone due to stricter visitor policies. She said, "I had to hold their hands as they took their last breaths, knowing their families weren't here." This emotional strain can lead to severe mental health issues like post-traumatic stress disorder. The issue of workplace violence. Workplace violence is another serious concern for nurses. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration reports that healthcare workers are 5 times more likely to experience workplace violence than those in any other profession. One case that garnered significant attention occurred in 2021 in California, where a nurse was physically assaulted by a patient. Although she recovered physically, the emotional trauma lingered, causing anxiety about returning to work. The incident highlighted the daily dangers nurses face, creating a culture of fear and mental health challenges. The impact on patient care. Now let's consider how these mental health challenges impact patient care. When nurses are mentally exhausted, mistakes can occur. A report from the National Academies of Sciences found that high-stress environments can lead to critical errors in patient care. For example, a nurse in a Texas hospital miscalculated a medication dose while feeling burnt out. Thankfully, the error was caught in time, but it served as a sobering reminder of how mental fatigue can jeopardize patient safety. Turnover rates and their consequences. Nurses' mental health issues can lead to increased turnover rates. A study published in Nursing Management found that when nurses experience burnout, they are more than likely to leave their positions, further contributing to the nursing shortage. A 2022 report by The Guardian revealed that many nurses in the UK were considering leaving their jobs due to the overwhelming stress and lack of support they received during the pandemic. This trend not only affects individual nurses, but also places a heavier burden on those who do remain, creating a cycle. Hospitals then become understaffed, leading to increased stress for remaining staff, which can further exaggerate the mental health issues in nursing. Supporting nurses' mental health. Self-care practices. Firstly, self-care is essential. It is easy to neglect personal needs when we're busy taking care of others. Simple practices like mindfulness, regular exercise, and engaging in hobbies can significantly reduce stress. Some hospitals are beginning to recognize the importance of wellness breaks, allowing nurses to take short moments during their shifts to recharge. For example, a hospital in Massachusetts introduced mindfulness moments where staff can step away for a few minutes to meditate or breathe deeply. This initiative has helped nurses feel more grounded during chaotic shifts. Building a support system. Building a support system is also crucial. Having connections with colleagues, friends, and family provides a much-needed outlet for nurses. During the pandemic, many hospitals implemented peer support programs where nurses could share their experience and offer each other encouragement. For instance, a hospital in Texas launched a peer support initiative where trained nurses provided emotional support to their colleagues, helping process their experiences and reduce feelings of isolation. Access to mental health resources. Additionally, mental health resources should be readily available. Some hospitals are now offering access to therapists, counseling services specifically for healthcare workers. A notable example is a hospital in Canada that launched a mental health initiative, which included free counseling sessions for all the staff. This program has significantly improved and provided nurses with the necessary support to cope with the challenges of their job. Advocating for workplace changes. Advocating for changes in the workplace is essential. Healthcare facilities need to prioritize mental health support for their staff. Initiatives such as counseling services, wellness programs, and mental health days can create a healthier work environment. Some hospitals are even introducing policies that allow nurses to take mental health days without penalty, recognizing the importance of mental well-being. Raising awareness in nursing education. We should also focus on raising awareness about mental health in nursing education. For future nurses, it is crucial to learn how to recognize signs of burnout and stress. Integrating training on resilience and mental health wellness into nursing programs can be beneficial. Some nursing schools are now offering workshops on self-care and stress management, preparing students for the realities of the profession. Creating a safer workplace. Moreover, healthcare organizations should work to create a safer workplace. Establishing strict policies against violence and fostering an environment where nurses feel comfortable reporting incidents without fear and retaliation is crucial. Training programs on de-escalation techniques can empower nurses to handle difficult situations more effectively, potentially reducing the risk of violence in the workplace. Moreover, healthcare organizations should prioritize creating a safer workplace for nurses. Establishing strict policies against violence is crucial. This includes implementing zero-tolerance policies for aggressive behavior and ensuring that all staff members are aware of these guidelines. Hospitals can also benefit from conducting regular training sessions that emphasize the importance of maintaining a safe environment for both patients and staff. Fostering an environment where nurses feel comfortable reporting incidents without fear of retaliation is vital. For instance, a hospital in New Jersey established an anonymous reporting system that encourages nurses to speak up about violent incidents or harassment. This system allowed nurses to report issues discreetly, ensuring they don't feel threatened or vulnerable after speaking out. By addressing these incidents transparently, healthcare organizations can build trust and demonstrate their commitment to their staff. Mentorship programs. Additionally, mentorship programs can play a significant role in supporting new nurses. Experienced nurses can guide newcomers, providing valuable insights on managing stress and navigating challenging situations. For instance, a mentorship program at a hospital in Florida pairs new nurses with mentors, who offer support and share their own experiences. This relationship allows new nurses to ask questions, seek advice, and feel a sense of camaraderie. Mentorship can also help mitigate feelings of isolation that many new nurses experience. During the pandemic, a mentorship initiative at a New York hospital became particularly vital, as many new nurses faced unprecedented challenges. Mentors provided emotional support and practical strategies for dealing with the stress of high patient loads and traumatic events. One mentor shared, "Having someone to talk to who understands the pressure makes all the difference. It's a lifeline." Furthermore, mentorship can enhance professional development. Programs that include structured training and workshops help new nurses develop essential skills while reinforcing the importance of mental health. By fostering a supportive environment, mentorship not only aids in individual growth but also contributes to a more cohesive and resilient nursing team. In conclusion, mental health is a vital part of nursing that we need to pay attention to. As continued careers, mental health should be prioritized and advocated for, especially in the workplace. By fostering a culture that prioritizes mental health, it can improve the lives of nurses and enhance the quality of care provided to patients. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is DJ Red.